Here in the Farm Fresh Hour, our commodity for this month is celery. It is National Celery Month. It's every day of the year is of this month is a different food month. But we've picked celery. It's something that, like you had mentioned, does grow locally here. And we've also got a guest, Chaz Shelton. If you were listening, and we were all very intrigued by his story and his farm, it's Merchant garden.com. You can log on and learn more about what he's doing. And as we were going into the break, we had to interrupt you, Chaz. We can do a lot of things here, but we can't stop the clock. So let's pick back.
No problem.
Yeah, we're curious about who's getting to see your farm and will it ever open to the public? Kind of pick up where you were at.
Yeah. So initially we started our farm and we were doing tours every Wednesday with the Tucson Unified School District K-5 classrooms, and that was great. And so when we switched gears a little bit in the last 2 years, just to focus on growing. But hey, this summer, and going into the fall, we have plans and intentions to actually open on-site sales at the farm, as provide kind of like a weekly tours to the community. Our mission is fresh food, accessible and affordable, and we want to hold ourselves accountable to that. So that means opening our doors.
You do the schools, restaurants, some retail markets, but now you're not in a farmer's market, correct? Is that one of the reasons why you're opening to the public this fall?
Yeah, exactly. We have the fortunate pleasure to be very close to our customers and consumers. And so for us, why not open our doors and allow them to come and see what we're doing. We really believe, if we can show people how their food is being produced and even allow them to engage in that production, that's really going to change, how people are purchasing and falling in love with their greens. So if we can be a player in that, we'd love to be.
And do you have room to grow? That was a good question by Rosie here on Rosie on the House.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. And that's also one of our kind of our strategic milestones here for 2020 is that we hope to increase our production or our greenhouse space here this year. So in addition to being able to service kind of Southern Arizona, we really have a passion to get a reach up into the Phoenix area and use some of our great customers like Whole Foods and Bash's and AJ's to be able to extend that reach.
And you did mention some of the crops. So I would imagine with this expansion, maybe you will diversify even more with some of your vegetables possibly. Or are you going to kind of stick to some of those core veggies you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, even to your earlier question, one of the things we've learned, just to grow one product is so difficult, and for us, it's really scary to think about, expanding in others. I think we want to be the best in the world at a few core products. And we think leafy greens, and specifically a couple different herbs, are the ones that we could be great at. And I think that's kind of where we're focused for now.
So we'll always see your product in a good salad.
Hey, I hope. Yeah, I hope. We're in about 40 to 50 restaurants here in Tucson. And with Tucson, kind of the food scene exploding with this designation of a city of gastronomy by UNESCO. We're hoping to tell a great story.
The diversity of Arizona agriculture in general, but just even in the Pima County area where you reside is amazing. And, speaking of that diversity, I kind of like to highlight this a little bit more. So USDA every year assesses, they aggregate what they call the cash receipts of some of our products. And just in the top 16 crops, this is not including all of the ag commodities here in Arizona, but like we've got our beef industry cash receipts for this last cycle that is we have numbers to report was $848 million. Dairy is $769 million. We've got head lettuce at $454 million. Romaine, here in Arizona alone, we generated $333 million cash receipts in romaine alone. And then it goes into some of our other ag commodities like all hay, cotton, leafy greens, cantaloupes. And that total, again, for those top 16s is just that $3.6 billion dollars cash receipts. It's not aggregating all of the contributions to the economy. One of the reasons why I like to bring these numbers up, because number one, I know Romy likes numbers. So I'm doing this for you, Romy.
Thank you.
But the other point is, if you look at just our top 16 ag commodities, and Chaz can claim this, it shows that it's mostly fruits and vegetables. So that's a good thing.
We had a few nuts, too.
Yeah, yes, we have a few nuts in Arizona.